Tedeschkas. Surely they score! Surely they score! Tedesco! Hang on! The ball has come out of the hands of Anouka! Leilola! Bateman! Bateman has scored for Canberra! They're cheering in Melbourne! They're cheering in Canberra! They're cheering in Wigan! They're cheering all across the north of England as Bateman scores for the Raiders!
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Welcome back to the program. It is a significant moment in time. It is Dean Bulldog Richie in the studio. Now, you come in during the week, but I reckon you're on debut here for the weekend show.
No, he's worked with you before.
Oh, but yeah. coming in as a special guest.
Oh, yes.
Special guest debut.
Yes.
Co-hosted a couple of times with Jimmy. Quite clearly made an impact that day.
How many grand finals today for you, Dino?
My first grand final I attended, Ray, was 1984, and my first grand final covering it for the Telegraph was 1990. So,
wow,
30 grand finals today.
30 grand finals.
That's
okay.
Big.
All right. Well, let's get your best. I was watching 89 last night, the extended highlights. In your period from 1990 to now, is there a standout?
Well, Jimmy, 89 was, but that was a year before I started working. So, as a working journalist, I always thought the Roosters Penrith was a great game in the rain in 03. Yep.
Yes.
It was a super
game. Great
game. clearly, the Darren Albert try in 97 was very special.
Zorba didn't like that.
Of course, he didn't.
Cowboys 15.
Cowboys first and field goal.
2015,
Cronulla's first. South's first in 43 years. Look, there's been multiple grand finals, and each one has their own bit of history, their own bit of charm, and their own bit of celebration. So it's difficult to pinpoint one, but I just hope this afternoon there's another piece of history etched into rugby league folklore, and let's hope that the players decide that, not the referees.
Exactly, very good point. Jimmy and Zorb, I defer to their expert knowledge. They think the Roosters will just be far too good for the Raiders today. So I'll ask you the same question I asked Zorb. If the Raiders are to win it, how can they win it, Dino?
They've got to be unpredictable, I think. Jimmy and Ray. I think they've got to play a bit of ad-lib football. The Roosters are just so comfortable with their defence. Just block plays, inside passes. I don't think it's going to cut the mustard today. They're not going to penetrate that Roosters side for 3, 4, 5 times, which we think they'll need to win the game. Bit more offload, second phase, maybe long kicks, short kicks. Just something
to break it up a bit. Yeah.
Mix it up a bit and just have that unpredictability about them. And if there is a side that has that, it is the Raiders.
Yeah. And that's the challenge, though, too. Be unpredictable. And with that unpredictability comes an element of risk, and then not make the errors that come with that increased risk. Because if you make the errors, the Roosters make you pay. And that's the thing. Breaking the Roosters' defence open, that's going to be the biggest issue that they have. And if you look at the Canberra Raiders, what they did last week, there was a drop ball in goal. There was a drop ball from Jack Whiten, who, when I saw it, I thought, what's he doing kicking on the tackle zero? And I went, oh, he actually dropped the footy. Yeah. And Papali barges over. So they're going to find, they couldn't find that many tries against the Rabbitohs. They're going to find tries against the Roosters' defence.
What do you think they've got to score, Jimmy? I mean, it's a hypothetical, but you'd think they'd have to score 20, 25,
at least 20,
more,
at least 20
to win the game. We saw the Roosters last year. They jumped out against Melbourne Storm.
Yes.
I think it was 10-12-0, and they just strangled them to death.
Yeah.
So, the Raiders have to start well, have to start fast, because they know if the Roosters get ahead, it could get one-sided.
You know what's really interesting, Duna, having a look back, getting ready for this game, the Roosters' biggest loss this season, they got flogged by the Newcastle Knights, 38 points to 12. Now, the thing about that game is that they rested Cronk and they took in Keary and he got knocked out early.
That's
right. So they had no half.
That's right, yeah.
So, but it was a big night up there at Newcastle and the Roosters were way off the pace. The biggest loss that the Canberra Raiders have had this year, it's only 12 points. 12 points is their biggest loss this season.
Which goes back to my point earlier, that they've got this self-belief. They're a team that never give... They hang tough. They hang tough.
Mm. There was an old theory that you had to be in one to have won one. But, South in recent years got there.
Mm. Yes.
Cronulla won. Mm. The Cowboys as well. That theory is sort of dying, I guess, year by year. So you don't live by that theory anymore that you had to have played in one to win one. And look, there's plenty of self-belief inside the Raiders
camp. Absolutely,
And you know what, Ricky will have them ready to go. You know he'll have them all fired up. And I think everyone's a bit the same, unless you're a passionate Roosters fan. And we as journalists have to be a bit cold and clinical, and you write the facts and you don't let emotion get in the way. But I think if unless you're a fanatical Roosters fan, I think there's a lot of people out there who...
He's going to blow up here, Dan.
You've been stoking that fire all week across your newspaper articles and your social media saying, Canberra Raiders, and this coming from a man who I know as a kid was a Roosters fan.
Exactly. That's the point I'm making. But I think you'll find the general public out there will be giving the Raiders a bit of a cheer. It will be interesting in the Viking clap today. It's going to be a very special moment.
Yeah.
How many non-partisan fans join in? There is a suggestion that the Roosters supporters have got something up their sleeve to try and disrupt it in terms of
Roosters dance,
whether they're going to chant or sing. I mean, South Sydney fans did it last week. They were singing South Sydney at the top of their voices during the Viking clap. But well, people are suggesting there'll be 80,000 doing it. The Roosters fans aren't going to do the Viking clap.
Of course they're not.
They're going to do everything they can to try to blot it out, I guess.
Front page of the Sunday Mail up in Queensland. My sister, who's now a dedicated listener to the program now that we go to Queensland. By the way, going to Queensland for all 3 hours today, Dino. So you're heading north of the border.
Beautiful.
Queensland, we don't want a foul night. Adopt an underdog. That's not a bad headline, is it? That is very good.
Well, the problem I got, Jimmy, is that we, as a game, tend to bag the tall poppies.
You know, as a nation.
Maybe clubs should start to think, why don't we try to get to their level rather than criticising? And I think it's easy for fans of rival clubs to yell out, they've rorted the cap, you know, when they haven't, clearly. It's an easy excuse because your side's just inferior.
And
maybe we should celebrate the Roosters rather than denigrate them.
That's how Super League started. The Brisbane Broncos, what happened was the Brisbane Broncos were so successful and all their money that they would generate from merchandise would put into a pool that was divided in equal parts between the 16 clubs.
That's not fair.
Yeah. What you're trying to do is drag us down to the lowest. Mm. They need to be dragging the others up to the highest. Here's a question for Dean Bulldog Richie. Do you think Sam Verrills will be in the 17? That's from Sporty Gav up there in Newcastle.
It's the one element of today I couldn't nail down before I came in here. Look, I know Bateman's fine, Hodgson's fine, and BJ Leilua is fine. Lindsay Collins, I know, has missed out. Again, two prelim finals. He's missed out in two grand finals.
Played well last week too, yeah.
I think Trent Robinson gave him his ring last year. It's on his shelf, but he won't wear
it
until he gets his own one. Mm. But look, the friend situation, the Roosters are clearly keeping things close to their chest. My gut feeling is he'll play, but I can't sit here with any great conviction and say that he will.
If they were able to keep Cooper Cronk a secret last year, they can keep this Jake Friend one a secret. I'm with you.
I think he plays. Will Verrills play? Do you think he'll run with a dummy half on his bench?
Wouldn't have thought so. Because I think he can cover it with Radley. I think he can cover it with Warburton and, you know, to a lesser degree, Nat Butcher. So I think he's got enough cover there. And I reckon if he comes to him and says, I'm right to play, he's going, right, well, I'm getting minimum 50 minutes out of him.
Mm.
So I think he can cover that.
Ricky's added a lot of colour this week. We all know what he's like. He's a cranky little bugger, albeit I love Ricky and I get on very, very well with him. But I thought it was
passionate.
Just pure theatre when he was next to Robinson. Wouldn't look at him, wouldn't shake his hand. It was classic Ricky Stewart. But you know what? The players love him and he goes in a bat for them. And when Ricky leads the way, they just tend to follow
him. They play for him.
Look, I've had my issues with Rick over the years. One thing I will say, he's a player's coach.
Mm. What are the issues? Give me one. I love these stories. They're always gold, Ricky.
Yeah, we've got enough time.
There's a long one, I'll tell you. But the upshot of it was, I was sitting on the sideline. They were down there playing a game and they were winning comfortably against the Gold Coast. And I said to the producer on Fox League, I said, oh, Ricky's on the sideline here. Should I go down and try and get an interview with Ricky? He said, yeah, that's a great idea. Well, I went down there and the reception I got from Ricky wasn't the one I was looking for. Ray knows exactly what we're in on. And then I walked back to the producer and said, don't think we're going to get that interview. Anyway.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, well, you know, I thought of it. Add to the broadcast.
We always have a joke, Ricky and I. When I was a young reporter, I did a question and answer with him when he was at the Roosters. Mm. And the very first question I asked was, Ricky, people say you're paranoid. He said, "Who said that about me?"
The Maggie Thatcher return to them, weren't it? Tell me who they are.
All right, mate. Give us a score. Give us your best player on the ground.
I've said all year the Roosters. You can't jump off now, quite clearly. Yeah. I think they'll win. I hope they don't get away late. I think they'll win by maybe 8-10 points. But, you know, the Raiders are a huge chance. Man of the match, well, I guess Tedesco is the Churchill favourite.
Yep.
So he'll be right there. Before I go, guys, just a couple of quick ones. Joseph Manu, the Roosters centre, very close to re-signing.
Good
he's
player.
Off after next year, but he's a free agent as of November 1.
So
it's going to be quiet on the Latrell Mitchell front in terms of retention at the Roosters, but certainly Manu is close to staying.
Okay.
And what about Zorba came in trumpeting Marty Tapau and Dylan Walker, and he revealed Dylan Walker last week on this program, and they are very important. However, come on, what's going
on? There's two players you want to get signed.
Well, I did speak to Dez after they got knocked out, and he just said, look, you know, focus now is on getting the two blokes to stay, but they won't be going anywhere. It's obviously some toing and some froing. Yeah. So
you confident they'll stay?
Oh, 100%.
Yep.
Sonny Bill Williams, too. A few rumours around he might go to Toronto Wolfpack. Long shot. Can't see it happening, but I watched this morning, and they won through. They beat Featherston. Mm. It's their third year, so the great Canadian experiment.
It's working.
Being successful there in the Super League next year, which is enormous.
David Argyle is the man funding it all, and I don't think he's as committed as he was previously to Toronto, but they've forced their way into the English Super League, so they'll be playing every second week in England. It's the first transatlantic professional sports team that's playing in a competition across there.
Okay.
Like you've had American sports team go and play at Wembley and all of that.
But this
is the first time they've ever had that.
They're looking at Barcelona, Copenhagen and Dublin to play games next year. So they're certainly expanding, and maybe it's a blueprint
it's good for, the game.
For us to have a look at and think, well, we can expand and it can be done successfully.
Good for the game.
They need a shot in the arm, the English Super League, no doubt about
it. This might be it, Jimmy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good on you, Dino.
Thanks, boys.
Enjoy today.
Should be a great day.
It'll be fantastic heading out there, so be very good. Dean Bulldog
Thanks,
Richie,
Dino.
He is, of course, the number one rugby league writer on the Daily and Sunday Telegraph.